Right, that's cool.
What's it like getting ready for the last game of the season when you know that it comes to conclusion tonight?
Well, this didn't sneak up on us. We knew we've been playing these games for a while, unfortunately. Hasn't been an enjoyable situation. A little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, and we come into the game feeling pretty good about our last week and a half of hockey, so there's some positivity going into the game.
We talked about it after the San Jose game, the three-game winning streak, and you finally put that together. Buff mentioned that he kind of feels that's the reason why your club will not play past tonight, is you weren't able to do that. Do you look at it the same way?
Well, the consistency in our game, the ability to play that game every night was a real challenge for us. We were close on a lot, but when you go through an 82-game schedule and can't get a bit of a string, because you're going to have your ones that go against you, like November stretch and a couple in January. We weren't consistently enough able to play that game.
Talked about it, you know, the audition for some of those young guys, but how important is it for them to know that that's all it is, and it only is a starting point, that there's nothing guaranteed, given you got a lot of guys coming back?
That's all part of the exit meetings, that they understand, not even so much of where they're at now, that there are going to be people that they played with on a line that will be competing with them for that job. There just won't be as many spots as there are right now next year. How they've played and performed and carried themselves in this last stretch has been really important to it. But training camp starts. The guys who prepared the best over the summer will look the best in training camp. And when you're talking about a bunch of young guys that you're looking to insert in your lineup, you're going to take the guys that are most ready, and the other guys will go and play in the American Hockey League and have to fight their way back up.
How did you assess the season of Nikolaj Ehlers as a whole?
Oh, really strong. From coming out of junior hockey, he very quickly got rid of most of the amateur things in his game. He learned to stop and start. His shift length got better. He stays on his feet. And then, you know, he worked at his game. He went 3 months there. We didn't put a lot of offense up. But he worked on his game. He worked on buying himself the opportunity, being a good enough all-around player to go out and play with your best players, because they play against the other team's best. So he spent an awful lot of time focused on that. He's a good pro in that department. You know, he's a coach's son. He knows that there are other parts of the game that are important, and he values those. So he did. He came out of junior. We put him in a position early on that he played minutes, played with good players, but against that third line of the other team, and then earned his way up into that top six.
A guy like Ehlers, how much hockey he could play this summer with the World Championships, Olympic qualities, and maybe even World Cup, as a head coach of the NHL team?
No, you know what? I don't. I think all these young guys should play. You get a chance to go to the World Championships here at the end of the long, you got to go play. And Nick's not a big man. I'm not as worried about him putting on weight. He's just got to get as fast as he possibly can. When he fills out, you know, he's a committed kid. He'll get to the gym. He'll watch what he eats. So I'd prefer he played every shift he possibly could when he's young, get as much experience against men, because he's going to come in at the ripe age of 20 next year and have to do it all over again.
Did you get much sense on the eagerness for Mark's 30th here tonight from the players or himself or you?
Yeah, to his credit, what we've talked about with him in the last 6 weeks, and then when Nick's in the lineup, that line looks a little bit different. The only thing we talk about is all the defensive parts of the game, the things that he has to be responsible for, because he's going to see Kopitar or Carter, and he has been seeing those players for the last 4 or 5 weeks. It's a really great time for him to learn how to play against them and to learn from those guys, and that's a comment that he made. You know, when you're down low against Taves, or you're down low against Getzlaff and are into the ice, they all play the game differently, and you can steal things from them on how they shield the puck and the decisions that they make. So, you know what, I hope he does. He's had a really good year. When you factor the 11 games he missed and then the 3 weeks he played hurt, he's really had a strong offensive year. I know the offense is there in his game. And I hope he gets the 30 for his confidence. That's a nice marker tonight, but I hope he does it on 45-second shifts. There's the challenge.